Boko Haram wants what ISIS has. Indonesia's facing an invasion. And when is a radio not just a radio? We've got answers next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nigeria's Boko Haram is officially pledging allegiance to the Islamic State terror group. Once the jihadist pariahs, a move like this lends them to legitimacy, among other things. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
It really will be interesting to see is how the two sides communicate, if they share training materials, if they share fighters.
These extremists consider it their duty to support a caliphate when one's in place.
I think what we're seeing with Boko Haram, what we're seeing in other countries around the world, is Muslims really answering that duty, that call.
The implications of what's going on are in the full story at missionnews.org. It's a warning and a call to action. For Nigerian Christians, nothing much changes for them. Terrorism hasn't stopped the gospel so far. However,
pray for the protection of our brothers and sisters. We want to pray for their encouragement, that they won't grow weary and discouraged by these developments, that they'll continue to serve the Lord and even to reach out.
Next, Indonesia is fighting an ISIS incursion. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International works closely with Indonesian pastors and church planters.
There is an uptick of activity in terms of ISIS trying to recruit people from this area, but as far as the culture as a whole and the government of Indonesia go, they are staunchly anti-Islamic State. They could be heading for some conflict between the Islamic State and the government, but the government is fairly well established and would probably come out on top.
Allen says Indonesian Christians need help growing in and sharing their faith with others. Usually, only the pastors have Bibles.
Having a Bible in the hands of these congregations, each member, or each family at least, is really crucial.
You can help send Bibles to Indonesia through FMI at our website. This is Mission Network News. What are the limits of redemption? Well, in the U.S., a female prisoner who came to Christ through Crossroad Bible Institute has escaped execution twice. Now, Christians are trying to find a way to keep her off death row for good. CBI reports inmate Kelly Gissendaner accepted Christ in 2010 and has been actively sharing her faith ever since. Many lives have been transformed because of her witness. Pray Gissendaner's life will be spared. Meanwhile, public high school in the United States. You probably don't view it as a mission field, do you? Certainly not a place to choose Jesus. Well, a group of high school students in Harrison, Arkansas want that. Senior Jordan Whitmer.
There are a lot of kids that would be on the fence spiritually. A lot of times they'll wear one hat on Sunday and then come back to school on Monday and wear a different hat. So we want to be able to challenge those kids specifically to take a stand for Jesus.
Out of that, hashtag HowToLife was born, a student-led event that'll draw hundreds of high schoolers tomorrow night. Whitmer's also praying this will catch on in other schools.
There are 25 million students attending public high schools all over this country right now, and the best missionaries to these 25 million students are students. So what if students were challenging students to live for God?
Tomorrow's event needs prayer. Pray many will take a stand for Christ. And sometimes the best-suited missionaries are little missionaries. Reach Beyond is sending Sunset Radio's nicknamed Little Missionaries into the countries where real missionaries might not be accepted. These new radios are equipped with AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite capabilities. This means people will be able to hear the gospel on the radio regardless of where they are. You can help people hear about Jesus through these radios when you give to Reach Beyond. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the new book written by Tom Doyle called Killing Christians with your gift. Persecution's an everyday reality for those who choose faith over survival in Syria, Iran, or other countries hostile to the gospel of Christ. Get your copy of Killing Christians at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.